According to a lawsuit filed by the group Americans United for Separation of Church and State, the Department of Health and Human Services is violating that separation with a grant that it's made from its Compassion Capital Fund. The fund gives money to, among other recipients, the Northwest Marriage Institute. The institute supports marriage, gives premarital and marriage counseling, and it does so from a clearly Christian standpoint. The lawsuit raises the question of what the appropriate relationship is between the federal government and a religious-based organization. Robert W. Tuttle is a law professor at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C., and he studies that relationship. And Professor Tuttle, is it appropriate for federal funds to be supporting an institution the country generally supports, that is marriage, through an organization whose approach to it is entirely religious?
Under the current constitutional law, the federal government or state governments can support religious organizations. What the government can't support, at least with direct funding, is religious activities. And that's really the question that's at issue in this case.
If I pose a question to a counselor and the counselor says to me, well, if you read Corinthians, you'll find the answer to that, is that religious activity?
Sure. I mean, whether we're talking about government payment for prayer or government payment for marriage counseling or substance abuse treatment that's done with religious language, all of that, if it's done with religious content, is religion under the Constitution.
Is there an appreciation of where this boundary line is at the federal level right now?
Well, I think that is the biggest problem under the faith-based initiative. There's no doubt that grantees can't use the money for straight-out religious activity, and there's no doubt that grantees, however religious the organization, are allowed to use the money for activities that have secular content. The problem is the government hasn't said clearly enough that grantees can't use government funds for things like marriage counseling with religious content or substance abuse treatment with religious content. And that's where the problem has been all along, and that's where the lawsuits all focus, not surprisingly.
So there's pretty clear precedent here, is what you're saying.
Oh, sure. This is the first case challenging a specific program on marriage, but there have been lawsuits on sexual abstinence education, on substance abuse treatment, on mentoring for children of prisoners, and they all come out the same way. If the government funds religious content in activities, the activity is likely to be found to be an impermissible government expenditure.
Let me try to come at the application of the separation of church and state here from a skeptical angle.
Sure.
Why should the application of the New Testament to marriage counseling violate a national principle of ours when another group that might apply, say, Reichian therapy and suggest that the Orgon box is a good technique for saving a marriage, something that might be regarded as just as wacky an idea as an atheist might regard the Christian method? Why would that be a legit grant?
Well, I think the short answer is history. We have a much longer history of problems when religious organizations take control of government or when government thinks that its job is to impose a particular faith than we do with other kinds of ideologies.
In the administration's use of the Compassion Capital Fund, how big a priority is marriage? How serious is this?
Yeah, I guess that's one thing I wanted to add, that we're talking about the Compassion Capital Fund, but that's almost accidental in this circumstance because the main focus for Americans United was on marriage, and this lawsuit is likely to have some impact on the Compassion Capital Fund, but it's likely to have as much or more impact on grants under the Healthy Marriage Initiative to faith-based organizations.
How much money are we talking about?
We're talking about $2-3 million grants, and lots of them, $100 million a year, essentially. So that's what Americans United was really trying to tie this into, is that it's not just the Compassion Capital Fund or just the faith-based initiative. It's more broadly the use of religious organizations to promote a biblical vision of marriage through this Healthy Marriage Initiative.
Well, Professor Tuttle, thank you very much for talking with
us. You're welcome. Take care.
That's Robert Tuttle, who's a professor of law at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C., where he studies religion-based initiatives.